Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for asking. Are you?
I'm actually having a tough time, Martin. And I wrote a list down of everything that I've been feeling as a 50-odd-year-old guy, and I'm hoping that you can give me some insights. So, first of all, you know, I'm feeling a little fatter than normal. I've been, I haven't actually been gaining weight, but I've got this little paunch that I haven't been able to get rid of. I'm having problems sleeping. I'm less interested in sex. I'm feeling irritable or angry. I'm finding my motivation, my drive, my motivation is kind of mediocre. It's sort of, I'm thinking, ah, man, I'm not nearly as motivated as I should be. drive to work, and I don't mean getting in a car and driving to work, but my drive at work seems to be dropping. Nervousness, problems with memories and concentration, indecisiveness, like, you know, should I get on this podcast and do it with you today or not? I don't know. Lower self-confidence, feeling tired, bone loss, going to the bathroom more often, a little depressed, mood swings, not as energetic as I feel I should be, and of course, as you know, the hair is getting thinner on top.
Well, you know, it sounds as though you were reading it straight from a list of the aging male syndrome.
It's exactly where I got it from, and I know that a lot of the guys listening to this, relate to a few of these, if not all of them. And what's really interesting is I have a friend who's very, very fit, does a lot of exercises, works out, 20 years younger than me. And
yes.
He noticed that he was putting on a little bit of weight. And he says, no problem, Scott. You know, I just do this, and just drops off like, hot butter on a stove sort of thing. And, you know, he came back about 3 or 4 months later. It came up again 3 or 4 months later. We were talking, and he says, you know, I can't believe how hard it has been for me to lose that weight. Like, it's really, really difficult. And
so let me guess. He turned about 35, huh?
Yeah. He's getting pretty close to that age.
And right. And here's what happens. When you're young, loaded with hormones and loaded with enzymes, up until about 27, 28, things are working fine. You can abuse it. You're bulletproof. You'll never die kind of guy.
Right.
Something
happens when we hit our mid-30s and on, and it's just like, wow. It's like,
yeah.
It doesn't happen.
I'm sorry, Scott. There's another drop-off curve. It goes in stages. And, you know, there's the first notice that you get in your mid-30s, and then there's the next notice you get 5 or 6 years later, and then there's another notice you get a little later, and so on. I was just talking to my 59-year-old friend, and he said, you know, I couldn't be less interested in sex.
Ouch, that's depressing.
Well, maybe not. I mean, he's just not interested. It's not that he couldn't get it on and do it, but he's just not interested in getting to the point where it would actually be an erotic or sexual situation.
Has he always been like that?
Oh, no. Married 3 times, very active. You know, a ladies' man, really.
Hmm.
But couldn't care less. He still goes out with female friends, but they're just shocked because he just says, no sex required. I'm just not into it.
Hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, you will notice that the erectile dysfunction, ED, is behind this huge popularity of these blue pills.
Yes.
And of course, all the spam that you are getting in your email about Cialis and Viagra and all of that stuff.
That's right.
The reason you're getting that spam is because it's working. People are buying. I mean, if the sales weren't happening, the spammers would stop.
Right.
But no, they're making money. And the reason they're making money is because the baby boomers, the males, are now in their 45 to 65 year range. So the majority are now in the spot where things aren't working as they used to.
And it scares us like you wouldn't believe. because we want those things to be working very well.
Well, you know, I'm 55 now, and about 3 or 4 years ago, I had one of those moments where all of a sudden things went downhill pretty quick. And my symptoms showed up as nervousness and feeling irritable and angry and tiredness. And it was like I didn't know who this jackass was that has moved into my body. I mean, honestly, right. I was wondering what's going on. And then I went to do some research on it and said, oh, okay, it's related to this aging male syndrome. And here goes the issue, you know, syndrome. It's just whenever the mainstream medicine doesn't have a clue what to do with something, they invent a syndrome. It's just a grab bag of symptoms that they throw into the same pile and call it a syndrome. But there's a whole bunch of underlying issues that's causing all of this. You know, that list that you went over, you know, hair loss, that has to do with toxicity. Bone loss, that has to do with the pH balance in your lymphatic system. Loss of energy, well, that's a complicated thing, but mostly related to the function of the adrenals and thyroid. Depression, that's related to toxicity of the liver. Increased urination. Well, what they really mean by that is that you have frequency. You know, you have to get up once or twice a night to go urinate.
Yep.
And that's mostly because of the acidity of the urine, because the urgency is triggered by the pH of the urine. And the more acidic it is, the more often you have to go. Guys with cancer, they have to get up 10, 12 times a night.
Wow.
So it's again, a warning sign. Your body is trying to get rid of the acidity that's in you. What else have we got here?
So what are some things that we can do to balance the body or combat these problems?
Well, you know, it's so simple. It's almost pathetic. It's the number one and number two on our healing education or health education pages. Number one is detoxify. Number two is nourish. Number three is balance. And number four is get your life in order. Well, so about detox. The number one issue that comes up is the toxicity of the lymphatic system. So if you do have the money, get yourself an ionic foot spa where two or three times a week you can just soak your feet in this wonderful electric electrolyzing device. It'll suck the stuff out of you very nicely.
Right.
Or else at least get some foot pouches, you know, the Chinese traditional Chinese medicine foot pouches, or the Miracle 2 baths. We talked about that. You know, the Miracle 2 soap and neutralizer in your bath will draw out of your body a whole bunch of acidic toxins. So that's number one. Number two, sauna is great. You know, sweating is great because a lot of toxins can be pushed out through the skin.
Oh, good. So all the hot yoga that I've been doing is very helpful.
Oh, absolutely. You're doing the right thing. You know, we humans are supposed to sweat. We're meant to work. We are meant to have physical exertion. So, you know, we should sweat at least three times a week to get stuff out. And whether it's a sauna or a vigorous workout or hot yoga or whatever else, if you can find yourself a partner and get really sweaty in your, well, you know.
Yes.
That would be nice.
Even if the sex drive isn't high, you're doing it so that you can clean out your lymphatic systems. I love
it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's could you please help me get really hot here under the sheets?
It's for our better good.
Yes. Oh, good. And in fact, you could sell it to your partner by saying, listen, I would like to help you detoxify.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's the detox side of things. And then the other bit is you need to nourish your body. You know, it starts from the minerals and goes to the vitamins and other phytonutrients that are required for the whole thing to function correctly. You know, the aging male syndrome is correlated, pardon my words, with the lower levels of the testosterone. Well, how does that happen? Testosterone is actually created by your endocrine system, and the precursor of testosterone, as well as precursor of progesterone, is the DHEA. Specifically, you know, DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, which is like a universal building block for the hormonal system. And I don't know if you remember, we were talking about the studies that Dr. Sheely did on the use of the magnesium supplementation, you know, the magnesium oil that's been treated with the laminar crystal.
That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, we have those studies still on the website that it shows that 48 out of 50 people increased and improved their levels, and all of them improved their levels of DHEAS, which is the important hormone that gives you the ability to create the testosterone naturally. So magnesium supplementation, put it in your bath or spray it on after your shower.
And that's really, you know, when you think of the price of doing that compared to the price of hormonal therapies and all that stuff, it's just amazing.
Oh gosh, yeah, I can get you fixed up for $100 a month. If you go the medical route, you'll be spending $500-$600 a month easily. But never mind the money, you know. I mean, if you look at the risks of the testosterone therapy, you know, number one, higher chance of prostate cancer. Number two, problems passing urine. Number three, liver damage. Number four, sleep apnea, breast tenderness and swelling. Your testicles will get smaller. You will have fertility problems. You may have skin reaction if you're doing the patches. You are expecting to have pain, soreness, or bruising if you're doing the injections. You will have fluid retention. You are likely to get acne. You will likely to have increased body hair, and you will likely have oily skin.
Wow.
So, you know, how do you like them? Mm-hmm. And here are the precautions. If you're thinking of starting the testosterone replacement therapy, number one, get a prostate-specific antigen test, you know, the PSA test that you're supposed to take to make sure that you don't have prostate cancer.
Right.
The second thing is you should get is your rectal prostate exam. You know, somebody, well, the doctor, should feel that the prostate is not enlarged, that it's in the right shape, place, all of that. Then you need to have your hemoglobin and hematocrit levels tested. And all of this in a preparation that you just might be having prostate cancer. Because if you do increase your testosterone levels while your cancer is active, it's going to run quicker. So how would you like to instead just do some detox, take some natural superfoods, and soak in a bathtub filled with bath crystals?
That sounds much better to me.
Yeah. And you know, the worst of it is we don't make as much money on it as the pharmaceutical industry does on their therapies. I just remembered. You know, it cost about 20 cents to make a pill of Viagra, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it retails for $10 a shot. I mean, the money they make on this stuff is just astounding. And, of course, that's why they can afford all these advertisements on television, right?
And all the spam.
Well, the spam is from the retailers. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's already coming from the big companies now, too. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Know. So, you know, my aging male friends, the solution is actually identical to all of the other degenerative diseases. A degenerative disease means that your body is not regenerating, it's degenerating. And that means that you're heading towards the inevitable, the grave. But how are you going to arrive at it? in a completely exhausted, dilapidated body that for the last 15 years you spent sitting in a wheelchair with somebody pushing you around or surfing.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so what I want to say is this. It's the same lifestyle issue. It's the same supplement issue. It's the same cleansing issue that we need to apply to the body that we have been advocating in all of these sessions. Number one, get yourself on superfoods. And especially if you can get on good superfoods like the ones we make, because we make sure that all of the important ingredients are in it, like sufficient dosage of kelp, enough of the essential fatty acids so that we prevent weight gain, enough of the folate and other minerals, folate from the plants, you know, the green stuff, and minerals that you require to maintain overall health.
And that's really the key, isn't it?
Yeah. Stay ahead of it. And by the way, it's a lot easier to prevent it than to have to claw it back.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's too late for me or you. We'll have to claw it back. We have to do it the hard way.
Because
we've already, once you get behind the eighth ball, so to speak, it's tougher. But how will you explain it to your 35-year-old friend? You know, how do you explain to him that he has to get on the superfoods now and stay on them? How will you explain to him that he has to alkalize, not acidify his body, that some of the practices that he's doing are just going to pay back very negative dividends 10, 15, 20 years down the line?
I guess all I can do is be an example, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, unfortunately, yes, we're being examples, both in the bad sense and the good sense.
Yeah. Because I don't know that I'd listen to me if I was 35.
Well, that's the biggest challenge. I remember, especially when I was like 25, I didn't conceive of this stuff. When I was 35, I was in crisis. I was starting to do my research. It took me 10 years until I was 45 to actually learn and understand what was really behind all of this. And it's taking me this next 10 years to finally feel better at 55 than I felt at 35.
But I guess that's the good news, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You know, imagine when you get up in the morning with a smile, feeling joyful, wondering what great things are going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to waking up toxic, with toxic thoughts, feeling depressed, feeling gloomy, expecting another shitty day of a shitty life.
And it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it's a chemical balance in your body. You know,
give up the Big Mac or the I was trying to think of what Burger King's, the Whopper, every night. Replace it with some greens and some relaxation, some magnesium spas, like bathing, right?
Yes.
And you'll be away to the, and go to hot yoga two or three times a week to sweat things out, and you'll be in good shape.
Yes. Yeah. So it's possible even for the aging male to give up his syndrome, you know?
There you go.
And get the groove back. It is back. I want to report, you know, this thing that was bothering me about 3 or 4 years ago, the irritability and all of that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing of the past. I detoxed it away.
Nice.
So, folks, just join us. Join us in aging gracefully and peacefully.
Not hard, and it's easy to do. That's the thing that amazes me. Like, when you've totally convinced me, and my experience has been that having magnesium baths is wonderful, and in terms of feeling better, being uplifted, being healthier, all that sort of stuff. And who knew that it could be that easy and feel that good doing it, as opposed to, having to do all these things that people do to try to get better and actually put a lot of stress on the system.
Well, you can't really get yourself better by doing more of the wrong things.
That's right.
And so when you take yourself to the pharmaceutical dispensary called the medical system, all they know to do is throw more toxins at you. To me, that's just like hunting gophers with a hammer. Hmm. Meaning you show up at a hole and you see a gopher, you hit at it.
Yeah,
well, number one, good luck. Number two, gopher disappears, which is predictable. But in 30 or 50 seconds more, he's going to pop up at a different hole.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I used to play that game. There's a game where the little gophers pop up and you got this big mallet and you try and hit them on the head.
Yes, that's the one.
And they go faster and faster and faster.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it works when you try and heal yourself with drugs.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is you're chasing symptoms and you're trying to smack the symptoms down with a symptom-suppressing drug. You can't win that. There's just no winning. It's a downward spiral towards more toxicity. When eventually you overwhelm the eliminative system and you crash. Then you go through another floor where you retire from being able-bodied to being sick-minded to being wheelchair-bound to being hospital bed-bound to, however long it takes you to finally die.
Yeah, what a sad way that is to live.
Well, trust your body to the pharmaceutical system, and that's what they'll get you, every one of them. I guess I'm a little political here, am I not?
Just a bit.
Well,
I like to listen to you.
Yeah, there is alternative, and that's why we're calling this the alternative health. It's the alternative to that sick, crazy system that essentially sentences you to a gradual decline.
Yeah. And that's the sad part, too, is it's not like you feel great one day and lousy the next. It's like you wake up 20 years later thinking, wow, how come I don't feel as good as I did 20 years ago? If I
Right.
even remember how good that felt.
Well, fortunately and mercifully, your memory goes too, so you won't remember.
I guess that's merciful, but I don't know that that's a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Well, so my male friends, if you want to keep your marriage, don't get crabby and cranky. Stay detoxified. If you want to stay relaxed and not upset by the slightest thing, add your magnesium to your regime. And if you want to keep your stick up, eat some superfoods.
There you go. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to learn more about all this, where could they go or what could they do?
Well, my preference is if they call us. Lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com is where the podcast came from. www.life-enthusiast.com is the website address, and that's spelled enthusiast.com.
There's hundreds of articles there that people can read and find out more about all these different things.
Yeah, including the one on aging male. And they can telephone at 1-866-543-3388. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, and you've been getting lots of calls lately.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Calls are coming in. We have done a lot of consultations, and we're getting more and more confident in what we do because the results are showing.
Mm-hmm.
The results are coming back, and it's, just the other day I'm talking to a lady. She's been on the phone with me maybe 10, 12 times. The first few in tears, just crying in tears. What am I going to do? I'm just feeling so horrendous. This is, full candida, dysbiosis of the digestive system, fibromyalgia, everything hurts. It's just a disaster. So I walked her through it, talked her through it, And the first 2 weeks after you put yourself on the detox system can be tough. It was tough, painful. She called several times just crying. So I helped her resolve the issues, and 2 months into it, she says, I didn't know I could feel this good. And 3 months into it, she's just elated, you know.
Nice.
Wow, I have energy. I can't believe it. I have energy. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Just yesterday, I got a call from a lady. She's supposed to be dying with cancer. And I said to her, you know, stage 2 cancer, that's not a death sentence. That's a warning. Of course, many people think, oh, cancer, that's a death sentence. It's not. Anyway, so we put her on some superfoods and changed her diet a little bit. And she called 2 weeks into it and she says, I did my spring cleaning. I can't believe the energy I have.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So, folks, you can cleanse your body, and yes, you can nourish your body to health and energy. It's possible. I promise you.
And why not take the chance, right? What have you got to lose? And you've got everything to gain.
Yeah, why not take a chance of having a good life?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, we've just about out of time for this exciting episode. Thank you, Martin. You've shared some wonderful information once again. I hope given everybody lots of hope. That's our hope.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Goodbye.